The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
My name's Alan Ellis, and this is the second hour of the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Joining me again this morning, as usual, is my lovely, beautiful wife, Miss Robin. Good morning.
Hi.
So, here we go. The attack on traditional lead ammunition. Now, we've been talking about this, okay? We've been talking about a lawsuit against the national, against the federal government, against the National Wild, National Wildlife Refuges and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. It continues. And now the anti-hunting group has gotten to a senator, Tammy Duckworth, Democrat from Illinois. She's joining the fray by introducing Senate Bill 4157 to ban lead ammo on all public land managed by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. The reach of this land ban is massive, extending the National Wildlife Refuges and other public lands under Fish and Wildlife Service control. Natural wildlife refuges alone encompass more than 80 million acres, with Fish and Wildlife Service managing tens of millions more on the national monuments and other public lands open to hunting. This is proving to be a recurrent threat for those who hunt on public lands. As many will recall, on the last day of the Obama administration, back in January of 2017, Fish and Wildlife Service Director Dan Ash issued Order 219, outlawing the use of all lead ammo and fishing tackle on national wildlife refuges by January 2022. Thankfully, that order was quickly rescinded by the Trump administration. More recently, the Sportsman's Alliance sounded the alarm regarding ongoing discussions between the Biden administration and an extreme anti-hunting organization about banning lead ammo on national wildlife refuges. Senator Duckworth, the sponsor of the bill, 4157, can't possibly provide legitimate data to support her extreme ban because it doesn't exist. There's no credible scientific evidence that traditional lead ammo poses a true risk to fish and wildlife populations. Alternatives remain expensive but less effective and are not readily available in many areas of the country. But, as with others, it appears the senator is willing to discard science in favor of politicizing hunting issues to serve her interest. And I'm wondering what the incentive was for her to introduce this legislation. Just speculation. But, as with others, appears to say, oh, never mind, I just read that. This bill has nothing to do with protecting wildlife, but everything to do with destroying America's hunting heritage, said Dylan DeBarto, manager of the Sportsman's Alliance. It's a political pandering on behalf of environmental extremists who want all hunting ended and ended now. The legislation is currently pending before the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee, so it is vital that all sportsmen contact their senators to voice their opposition to this extreme legislation. And there's a link provided. If you want that link, I'll be more than glad to provide it. All you need to do is reach out to me via email, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, and I will send this press release to you from the Sportsman's Alliance. Now, I suspect that the Congressional Sportsman's Foundation is on top of this with the caucus in Washington. Of course, they just recently had a big old sporting clay shoot, you know, and clapped each other on the back and, you know, hurrah, hurrah, we're great, And let's see what happens if they can get this legislation stopped. That's for sure. How would you like it? I mean, how much ammo do you have? And how many of you hunt Blackwater?
Well, I don't care. I only bow hunt.
Yeah, well, guess what? You know, join the fight. Join the fray. Get out of your own little world and stand up a little bit for the rest of us who like to hunt. Muzzleloaders have primarily lead ammunition. How'd you like to start shooting solid coppers out of your muzzleloader? What do you think? How about those of you that like to drive, seek a deer? You know, go on a seek a deer drive and shoot them with buckshot. How'd you like to use all copper shot to do that? How much do you think it would cost you these days? I priced a box of TSS shot the other day, tungsten for turkeys. 5 rounds, $74.95. 5 rounds, 5 shotgun shells for turkeys, 8 to 10 shot, $74.95. That's tungsten. Now, there's no major manufacturer that's going to start manufacturing copper ammo in great massive quantities. Remington has the copper solids for shotgun slugs. You can still get those. Okay. There is copper, all copper muzzleloader bullets, hard to find. I think they're manufactured by Hornady. Okay. But what's going to be next after they ban lead for fishing sinkers and so forth? I fish with what are they? Tungsten weights for bass. You know, 3/8 ounce, 1/2 ounce, because they give you a little better feel. They're smaller, they're easier to cast, and easier to get out of any hang-ups or anything like that than the lead version. But they're expensive. They're expensive. Any alternatives to lead is extremely expensive. So, if you'd like to comment on that, we'd love to hear your comments. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Let's talk to Ken. Good morning, Ken. Hello, Ken.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
We're making it.
What's up?
Once you're 70 years old and above, it used to be you didn't have to buy a fishing license or a hunting license. Is that true now?
No. No, it's a $5 fee for your fishing license.
What about a hunting license?
You know, I have to check on the senior hunting license. I think that's still the same. You have to give me a little while on that. I don't know if Robin can research that or not. Robin, can you check out
senior hunting license in Maryland?
Yeah, hunting license. You might have to go on the portal site, but
okay.
But no, I'm pretty sure I pay full price for my hunting license. I guess I could get my.
You're over 70.
No, I'm 68, but the cutoff 65.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be 68 this coming week. So.
Okay. But yeah, well, I've been. Good weekend then.
All right.
I'll have an answer for you in just a minute.
We'll let you know in a little bit, Ken.
Okay.
See you, buddy.
Keep listening.
410 WCBM 680. No comments on the lead ban.
Well, you just finished talking about it. Give people a minute.
410-922-6680. Yeah, I mean, I'd like to hear what your input is because, you know, Blackwater, the Chesapeake region, Blackwater, and the other one up in Rock Hall just announced their hunting and fishing plan, and it's open for comment. And the public meeting's coming up, and we'll have Marsha Pradeens on here as a guest in a week or so, as it gets a little closer to this public meeting. But the Blackwater proposals are out there. What?
Starting at the year you turn 65.
Yep.
So even if you haven't turned 65 when the hunting season's on,
right,
it's $5.
Hunting license or fishing license?
Hunting.
Really?
Uh-huh. $5.
Okay. And then all your stamps, of course, are extra. Definitely.
Holders of the senior lifetime consolidated license, that license has been eliminated.
Yes, correct.
But if you already hold it, you're grandfathered.
Right. But you can't get them anymore.
That's sad. They should have done that for seniors.
Well, they tried. I mean, it's tried. Look, it's been 26 years since there's been a hunting license increase in Maryland, okay, for everybody.
That's
what a bargain.
Only, that's the only thing in Maryland that hasn't gone up then.
But, I mean, it's ludicrous. It really is.
Remember that.
I will. I think I wouldn't be opposed to paying more for hunting license.
That's not what I'm talking about.
What do you mean?
It's good.
Well, you got
to. Because some things have to go up. We've talked about a lot of things that we had to raise. And I'm saying everything needs to be raised, including hunting licenses.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, we had to have a price increase for advertising.
Yeah,
I understand that.
But we can't. That is the only thing for seniors or for anybody in the state of Maryland hasn't gone up. But I understand the need for it to go up because it's been too long, and we have to.
Yeah.
We have to make the revenue to take care of stuff.
Yep. I got you. So. Oh, look at that.
What?
Captain Don just sent us the sightings of dolphins this year. 3 sightings above the Bay Bridge, 1 in St. Michael's.
Ooh, St. Michael's.
1 off Chesapeake Beach, 1 in the Chop Tank, a couple down in southern Maryland off Dorchester County, 1 off Lusby, which I think is St. Mary's County, or down that way, and then a bunch in the lower bay, the mouth of the bay, Deal Island, Crisfield. A lot of dolphin sightings out there this year. So.
That's cool.
Yeah, kind of. So.
Why isn't that? No, I mean, why isn't it cool?
No, well, I mean, you know, we got everything in the bay. We got dolphins. We got cow nose rays. You know, people wonder, you know, what management challenges we have for our fisheries, and that's one of them. What do dolphins eat? They eat fish. What do they eat the most of? They ain't eating snakeheads.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, the dolphin population last year pushed the striped bass north of Chesapeake Bay for most of the season. I mean, north of the Bay Bridge for most of the season. Drove them all the way up to the Rock Hall area. So, guys in the lower bay were complaining about the dolphins. If you want to complain about the dolphins, give us a call, 410-922-6680. That's our phone number. Here on the Outdoors
and
Radio Show.
Oh, I get what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah. Yep. So... That's probably why Captain Don sent that, because, you know, the effect on the striped bass season and population. How about that? Let's talk about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. I mentioned I was in there the other day. I had I found out that my idea to fish for, to go bass fishing with braid line was not that great of an idea, so I had 2 of my reels re-spooled the other day with the fresh line from Clyde Sport Shop. Happened to put some fluorocarbon on there, which pretty much the same effect as the braid. It's not a non-stretch and more sensitive. So we put that on there, and it was very reasonably priced, and appreciate Rich doing that for me. But like I said, while I was in there, I was looking at all the reels that I was talking about, you know, they talk about on the on these commercials, and the Ugly Stick rods and Shakespeare rods and reels, the Pfluger President series reels, very reasonably placed reel, the Penn spinning reels, the Battle 2 series. Looked at all that, looked at the St. Croix rods. And, of course, you know, Clyde Sport Shop has a large selection of fish and tackle, as well as live and frozen bait and minnows. You can get your fishing license there, rod repairs. They've got terminal tackle and lures for every type of fishing, perch, trout, panfish, bass, snakeheads, circle hooks for rockfish with the season coming up, bucktails, umbrellas, parachutes, you name it, all at Clyde Sport Shop. And everything for crabbing, including crab traps, pots, and baskets with lids, and nets, and tongs, and gloves and hand lines and crab steamers and crab seasoning. All there, 2307. Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit 9. Phone number there, 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108. New website, ClydesFishingGear.com. You'll be glad you did. You know, we love Backyard Billy's. I mean, we love going there and just browsing and looking and picking up little odd items and things that, you know, you wouldn't think that the place like Backyard Billy's was have. I mean, they've got tons of stuff, tons and tons and tons of stuff. There's no question about it. So the question I have is, do you have that beautiful fireplace that you never use? Well, when I moved in with Robin, this back room was had been shared with her daughter and son-in-law for a while. They lived here. And the fireplace, I don't think, was ever used in this room. Was it, Robin?
Yes, with a wood stove when I first moved in here 20-some years ago.
And then the wood stove went away, and then the fireplace just...
Never got used.
Never got used.
Nope.
So it's all, it was all in the wall. Heat sucked, sucked the heat right out of the room. So, well, anyway, we saw that. We looked at that. We were going to remodel this room. We did. And that fireplace is the focus of the room now. And Backyard Billy's was an integral part of taking care of that. We selected an Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert. We love the remote control. We love the heat. We love the beauty of this thing with the facing and the stone and all that stuff. And Backyard Billy's did the installation. They found us the guy to do the stone. And what a beautiful job it is. And we enjoy it. We enjoy it so much. So, you know, they carry Enviro. They carry Regency brands. And you can select yours when you go to the showroom at Backyard Billy's at Hearth America. They're located right off exit 44B. Exit 44B off of Route 50 coming eastbound if you like. Backyardbillies.com is the website. You can visit the Hearth America Facebook page. That phone number, 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500. They're open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B. That's Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. And we'll be right back after these.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex! Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Talk Radio 680. WCPM.
Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packin' mama, lay that pistol down. Oh, drinking beer in a cabaret, was I having fun? Until one night she caught me right, now I'm on the run.
Oh, lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing mama, lay that pistol down. Oh, I see you every night, Bing, and I'll woo you every day. I'll be your regular mama, and I'll put that gun away.
Oh, lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing mama, lay the thing down before it goes off and hurts somebody. Oh, she kicked up my windshield, and she hit me over the head.
sounds like a date with Robin.
Oh, one of these days, Alan.
Let's talk to Elaine. Good morning, Elaine.
I thought I had heard on your show years ago a boy who had gotten bit by a black snake and was in the hospital because of the infection, not because it's poisonous.
That's possible.
Can you tell me more about it? Because I had come on the end of it, and the topic came up this week.
Oh, my gosh. No, I can't even remember that, honestly. It sounds vaguely familiar, but, you know, anytime you're bitten by a snake, you want to get treatment, whether you know it's venomous or non-venomous.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, I mean, if I'm bitten by anything, I want to get treatment, even my dog, you know, and Robin knows that better than anybody. She gets scratched and bit by the dog all the time. You want to be able to treat that. But
I mean, you're not talking about you have to run to the hospital because you got bit by a black snake. You just want to make sure that you treat it with antibiotics or cream and keep an eye on it.
No, I mean, if you get bitten by a snake, you really need to any kind of snake. Okay, any kind of snake. I mean, I've bitten by a water snake when I was a kid. That's the only snake I've ever been bitten by. But I didn't seek treatment. But if you're bitten by a snake, I would seek treatment from a doctor.
Really?
Definitely, yes.
Okay. It wouldn't matter for me because once it bit me, I'd have a heart attack and die, so we wouldn't have to worry about the infection.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I'd probably have the heart attack before he bit me because I saw him. That would be the end of me.
Yeah. But the point is, you know, who knows what that animal has eaten before it bit you?
Right. Or, you mentioned rats in the story years ago.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you remember because that one I don't. But, yeah, I mean, it could be anything. So I would, you know, if it's a wild animal or a snake, I'd definitely get that treated. No question.
Because everybody says they're harmless, but they're not poisonous. But that
correct.
Doesn't mean they're not harmless.
Correct. Correct. But, you know, they do eat stuff that, you know, I don't want something bite me after it's eaten whatever they eat.
See, I don't know.
What?
I'm just not sure.
I mean, I'm sure there are people out there who have been bitten by snakes and they just shake it off and don't worry about it. But, you know, I would definitely have it checked, especially if it becomes infected. You know, and that infection can spread.
Yeah, I think that must have been, because I came on the end of it, it must have been what happened because they had to take the boy to the hospital.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you can get infected from anything. You can get infected from a splinter and wind up in the hospital. So,
that's true.
I mean, you deal with injuries as you should and just be safe, you know, rather than sorry. Now, I did have a friend who was bitten by a copperhead, and that was a whole different story. He still has scars. He was bitten on the thumb. He still has scars on his hand from where this swelling had come into his hand, and he had to have the swelling relieved by surgery, and it was quite an ordeal for him.
How did he get bitten by a copperhead? He stuck his hand in something?
I mean, who knows? I mean, you know, he could have been doing firewood, or could have been in a place where he was. I mean,
hey, look, I was fishing, and one swam towards me.
Correct.
Copperheads, they usually run from you.
No, they do not.
This guy swam right at me.
No, copperheads do not.
Government says that's on their whatever.
And you believe the government. Good luck with that.
I think that was a political throw in there, too.
Look, anybody with a wood pile, guard against copperheads. Anybody with a stone pile, guard against copperheads. They like those places. I discovered one under a rock one time when I was fishing, and just coiled up under a rock enjoying himself. I flipped a rock over looking for night crawlers, and there he was. So you just never know. But run from you hardly, because they're gonna defend their resting place, no question.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I could have gotten bit.
You could have, definitely. So,
I just made a lot of noise, and eventually the cucumber smell went away. I don't know where it was. We had a problem in a house we lived in with snakes always coming in.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and they will do that, too. Not necessarily copperheads, but those black rat snakes are infamous for getting in houses. So
I had to wrap the whole house in bird netting.
Okay.
And they wouldn't run. They wouldn't run from you. They'd come more if you kept making commotion.
Yeah, got it. Well, they, you know, snakes can't hear. They sense their prey by vibration primarily.
Right.
So, you know, anytime you're making a vibration, you know, stepping on the floor, or pounding on a piece of wood, whatever, that's going to attract them rather than deter them. So.
Yeah, it does. My sister told me that. So she said that was dumb. She said whenever I go canoeing and stuff,
yeah,
they come running when I start splashing around.
Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, I had a friend who used to fish Coon and Gordon Lake, which is the water source for Cumberland, Maryland, but happens to be located in Pennsylvania. Okay. He was fishing, and buddy said, you got to watch copperheads out there. He goes, what do you mean? He wet weighed. You know, he'd just walk in his shorts and bass fish from in the water and, you know, walk along the edges of the weed beds and everything and fish. He loved it. And finally somebody said to him, you got to watch those copperheads. And he goes, what are you talking about, copperheads? He said, they're out there in the water all the time. He goes, those are water snakes. Sure enough, next time he went, he looked all around him, and there were copperheads swimming all around him, and he said, you know what? That's the last time I wet waded.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, look, I got in the truck and just sat there after I saw the copperhead, so I didn't catch any more fish.
No, we didn't catch in the beginning.
No. Neither did you, so what are you laughing so
That's
hard
true,
about?
I did not. Neither one of us did. All right. Well, okay. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
All right, Elaine.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Lee, let's talk to Lee. Good morning. Good
morning, Lee.
Hey, good morning, Alan and Robin. I have a question. For gun rights people and for hunters, do you have a preference, or have they a preference, for who we should be voting for governor in Maryland?
You know what? I don't know. I don't know. You should actually sign on to the 2A Maryland. John Jocelyn, who's been a guest on this show, has a great website and a great newsletter. It's called 2A Maryland, and you might want to check that out. Also,
what's 2A Maryland?
Second Amendment Maryland. It's an organization run by John Jocelyn, who sends out newsletters.
Gotcha.
and political updates and so forth about the General Assembly, the laws, and everything else. It's a great site.
Well, we looked up Cox yesterday, my husband did, and it looks like he's testified several times for gun rights.
I don't know the answer.
Yeah, so go on to Maryland. 2A Maryland, and you think they'll show a preference?
They probably would.
AGC.
Because it's coming up in July.
I know. I understand. Associated Gun Clubs mm-hmm. is another resource for you.
Okay.
All right.
When's the primary?
It's important,
July.
Right?
July. Of course it's important.
It's very important.
Of course
it's important. We weren't ready for that question this morning, I guess.
Exactly.
Sorry.
Exactly right.
We should have been more ready.
We listen every week, so.
Well, we appreciate that.
If you find out who is the best person to protect gun rights, gun owners and hunters in Maryland, I'd love to know.
Now, have you been on the NRA site?
No.
Okay.
We get their magazine, though. We belong.
Well, go to NRA.org and see what they have to say.
Okay. Thank you.
You're quite welcome.
All right.
Have a good day.
I like hearing somebody be interested in it.
Me too.
That all means your people should really, be. Okay.
We agree 1,000%.
We agree with you 1,000%.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. It's important. Okay.
It's been a little crazy around here and haven't focused on the governor's race in Maryland yet. But
and
we want to see who's going to protect us. Or try to.
I would be more inclined to see the designation following the name and see, you know, that would be my thing. But you're right. It is about the candidate. See what they have to say.
Well, it's a primary coming up. So then you got to see which person is going to. It appears that it's this gentleman Cox, but he's from Frederick and Carroll County. And
right.
He was against them banning the ghost guns. So he did testify. We saw that on his site.
We're going to investigate
with NRA and do what you said.
Now, wait a minute. You just said something that I took as the opposite.
Yeah.
You said you heard him testify on gun.
He doesn't think that banning them is going to is a good thing.
It's not.
Right. She's agreeing with him.
Yeah.
He said that's part of our first rights, that we always made guns from the beginning of our Constitution. We were able to make our own guns and.
So this is,
his own
this is see, I took it from you that he testified in favor of, quote, gun rights bills, meaning, you know.
No, he's a...
Meaning the opposite.
He's a, they say he's a Second Amendment man, so...
Oh, okay. Well, I misunderstood your whole... I misunderstood your whole statement. So.
Yep, he's a Second Amendment person. He's for Second Amendment.
So what? So if you determined that, your question to me was...
No, she's just trying to get the exact straight story.
I'm investigating it. I was talking to a friend of ours who is a hunter, and I asked him who he was voting for, and he said, you got to check it out with the gun clubs, he said, because sometimes people say things, and they don't really do what they say. So that's when we started investigating it.
Gotcha. So there's a couple places you can go, and one of them is 2A Maryland. That's probably the most reliable. Then there's Associated Gun Clubs, AGC. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what their website is. There's the National Rifle Association. Mm-hmm. And then there's the Coalition of Western Sportsmen, or the Western Sportsmen's Coalition, or whatever they call themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And they're Carol, Frederick, Washington, Allegheny, and Garrett. And it is all the sportsmen's, affiliated sportsmen's clubs in those five western counties. So they would, if he's from Frederick and Carroll County, they would know more so. So I can check in with a couple.
Yeah, his friend, our friend said he's going to check with his gun club and get back to me.
Yeah, okay.
Very cool. I think it's great that you're investigating.
So am I. Yeah, I mean, I agree with you, but I totally misunderstood what you said.
We had to get him straight first.
As far as I mean, I don't know that Hogan has been a gun rights person, do you think?
No hablo inglés.
He doesn't want to get in any.
Well, anyway, no, I don't. I know that you don't want to, but I just figured for the sake of.
I'm more than glad to. I'm more than glad to promote anything like that. But you asked me.
Don't know who to vote for. A lot of times they don't. You know.
That's true. That's true.
And we do. We do think that gun rights are important. So
I do too. 100%.
Find out.
Sure. Well, I think it's awesome that you are.
Now, we don't want to give people the wrong information either.
No. But I'm glad you came on and started the conversation because we do have to. We do have to take a look at that pretty.
Okay,
pretty
we listen
hard.
Every week.
Now,
love you guys.
Does Cox have a website?
She does, and that's where we saw his testifying.
Oh, okay.
You know, for gun rights.
Got it.
But
got
we
it.
Don't
what
know Lee
is doing
is
she's doing her due diligence.
So.
You are doing your due diligence, just
and
like
you're doing
everybody
it the right
else.
Way.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Well, look. First step is first, and that's register to vote.
Oh, we are.
No, I mean I'm talking to the broader audience.
Oh.
You've got to register to vote.
Yes, you do.
Okay. You can't go to Annapolis or write to your elected official or email them or call them without a voter registration card in your wallet.
And if you're independent, you can't vote in the primary.
Exactly. That's correct.
Which is not good, but...
That's true. That is true.
You got to... The primary is important.
My mother, who... tries very hard to do the right thing, always voted Democratic because that's what her parents did when she was younger. And then when she got older, she had a hard time not doing that, okay, because she just always felt loyal to them because that's what they believed in. That's just my mother. That's the way she is.
Right.
Except when all this stuff started going down and all the – she has now changed, which absolutely killed her, but she did change for the first time her designation.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
It's not the name of the party, it's what they stand for.
Exactly.
Exactly.
I don't care what name you give it, if they stand for the right things.
God-given
rights and God morals, you know, morals
are
important.
I will say this. You can't have a democracy
without morals.
I will say this, that the Democrat Party of today is not the Democrat Party of your parents.
No, your grandparents' party, nope.
No way.
No, it's nowhere near it. It used to be.
None of them are perfect, but you got to do the best you can.
Exactly.
Well, let me tell you something, Lee. You are someone I think we need a lot more of in this world.
That's true. I agree.
I care about this state. I really do. I love this state. I lived here all my life, and I'm getting very frustrated.
I am right there with you.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly am so frustrated, and it's nice to hear somebody really doing what they need to do to get it right, to look into it right.
Well, you've got a wonderful show, and we
thank you so much.
Well, we appreciate that very much, and I'm sorry I misunderstood you earlier, but I was trying to keep up.
You made you said the first thing you got to do, right? You were off by one.
What do you mean?
you got to understand what Lee was telling you first, and then you can. He did. I knew he wasn't getting what you were saying,
right?
I'm over here throwing things at him to get him to shut up and try to get him to understand.
Gotcha. All right. Well, thank you for the call.
Lee, you have a super day.
I think Lee's already gone.
Okay.
So, all right. Anybody else on the line? Yes, we're going to do. Yeah, Luigi's coming up, but we're going to take the second break right now, as soon as I can figure out what it is. What?
Oh, we got it. Hey, Chris, can you tell how we got it all together today?
Yeah, we're really taking care of business here. All right, look, Precision Taxidermy in Catonsville specializes in waterfowl. That's a given. And there's a reason for that. Well, there's a reason that John Baresi is the state champion waterfowl taxidermist, reigning right now. In 2021, Precision Taxidermy, competing in the Maryland Eastern Regional Taxidermy Convention, took the honor first place state champion waterfowl. Now, John Baresi, he's highly trained in his craft, and his quality work speaks for itself. I take my waterfowl to John to be mounted. Now, Precision Taxidermy offers freeze-drying service, too, for items like turkey heads. So, you know your own turkey head is in the freeze dryer, you know? You're going to get that back for sure. Velvet antlers, small game birds, small critters. Precision Taxidermy creates outstanding exhibits for all game species, including deer and big game, too. Precision Taxidermy, John Baresi, located 504 Crosby Road in Catonsville. The phone number is 410-744-1779. People keep ducks in their freezer in anticipation of having them mounted. Okay? You might take a nice blue winged teal, or you might take something that you want to think about having mounted. So what do? You put it in the freezer. Well, now's the time to get those ducks out of the freezer and head to Precision Taxidermy. The phone number again, 410-744-1779. Precision Taxidermy, dedicated to preserving your trophy and your memories. Now, backyard billies. We love talking about backyard billies. You know that? When you go, you take the exit 44B off of Route 50 coming from the Bay Bridge, you're going to go kind of around the back of the building when you make that turn. And you will see, all the way around, you will see stuff sitting outside. And those are storage sheds and gym sets. And as you drive by on 50, you'll see, like, colorful chairs lined all up and down the yard in front of the business there, Backyard Billy's. And those are all Adirondack chairs, every color imaginable. And when you turn around and get to the back, you'll see all the picnic tables and the bars and the deck sets and all that stuff in every color imaginable. And, you know, it's poly, outdoor patio furniture. It's colorful. It's tables, chairs, Adirondack chairs. You can see all that from Route 50, as I mentioned, but you'll find all that right there. Now, as far as the storage sheds and the gym sets for the kids, free setup and delivery, tiki bars too, free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Inside the showroom at Backyard Billy's, you can check out the barbecue grills, the Bluetooth-enabled pellet grills by Traeger, ceramic smoker grills by Kamado Joe, and Big Green Egg. You'll see all that Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, and a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings to warm up those chilly evenings. You know, we have those every now and then, but people like to do fires in their backyard, do s'mores and marshmallows and hot dogs. Keep in mind, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBillies.com, call 410-827-4500. That's 827-4500. They're open today. They're open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. Just great. Absolutely. Hey, crabbing season's here. The weather's going to warm up. The crabs are going to start biting. And, you know, if you crab from shore, if you crab from trot line, if you crab, you know, crab traps, you know, Clyde Sport Shop has it all. They have the nets and the rings. They have the crab traps, the open top, the low profile. They've got the baskets with lids. They've got the seasoning. They've got the steamers, the tongs, the nets, the gloves, the measures. They got all that stuff. They even got the crab bait. They got the foul necks and frozen crab bait. They've got the alewives. You name it, Clyde Sport Shop has it for crabbing. So it's a great time to take the kids out on the local pier. Check out the crabbing supplies at Clyde Sport Shop. You'll be glad you did. And a full line of fish and tackle, hunting supplies. They even have those Winchester Defender shotguns for home protection. They've got a good selection of those too, a new selection in stock. And they start at $360. You know, why not stop by and own that firearm that could save your life? Clyde Sport Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Phone number 410-242-6108, 242-6108. Clyde'sFishingGear.com is the website. We'll be right back after these messages.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex! Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment, and you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Back in the hills, lived my old pappy and he had him a still. He brewed white lightning till the sun went down. Then he'd fill him a jug and he'd pass it around. Mighty, mighty pleasing, pappy starts grazing. Ooh, white lightning. Well, a G-man, T-man, a rebel knows too. Searching for a place where they made his boo. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept for cooking.
What a lightning.
Good morning, Luigi.
Hi, Luigi.
Yeah, how you all doing?
Doing good,
buddy. You?
I'm doing well, thank you. I'll tell you, the only one that's running for governor who's in the Second Amendment is Cox. The rest of them, they want to take your guns away. They don't want you to have no guns. They don't want you to have any guns. Hunting or nothing. I guarantee... You know, Hogan, now I'm going to tell you a story about him.
Go ahead, I'm listening.
he told me that when he was running the first time, he said, yeah, he said, I'm going to pass that thing so you can carry, you know, get a permit to hand carry.
Right. Concealed carry.
Okay. Yeah. Told me this. So then when I questioned him, I said, when are you going to pass that? Oh, I can't do that. I said, what do you mean you can't do that? I said, you're the governor of the state. I said, you appointed the chief of the state police who passes those things, right? He said, yeah. I said, well, all you got to do is tell him to put them through. He said, oh, we can't do that. I told him he was a liar. So there you go. And he could do that. You're in charge of the state police. You could do that easily. But he didn't.
Just to say that you can carry?
Yeah, you know, concealed carry.
Concealed carry? Yeah. No, you can't just, if you're governor, say you can carry a gun.
No, he can tell the state police to do that. Sure he can. He appoints the chief of the state police.
But
what do you mean he can't? He's the governor of the state.
You know that the political pushback would be outrageous in the General Assembly.
He's still got to go through the General
He's
Assembly
got to
get it passed.
The General Assembly to have any legislation done. That's what I think he was trying to describe.
What I'm saying, look, you should be able to carry a gun. You ain't got no problems. You never did anything and everything.
Well, I agree.
You should be able to carry a handgun.
I agree.
Well.
But we live in a state that said you can't.
Right.
Without certain things.
Right.
And that was, I mean, we've made that decision to live in the state, and we have to abide by what they say until we get it passed or changed.
Right. People were continuously trying to change it.
I'm telling you, the governor can do that. He could have done that. He's in charge of the state police. They put it through. They're holding it up. They hold them up. That's all. There's no reason not to pass that.
I don't think it's exactly that easy.
I don't think it's quite that easy, Luigi. I think you've got to get the involvement of the General Assembly. Not that you want to have the involvement of the General Assembly, but that's the way laws get enacted here in Maryland.
If not, you don't have a democracy anymore.
Right. You have an autocracy.
Well,
and you know
whatever. I'm going to tell you right now, the only one to vote for the governor is Cox. The rest of them, they'll take your guns.
Okay.
You know, the Democrats, they want your guns.
Thanks for weighing
in. Thank you.
Buddy. Thanks,
Appreciate
Luigi.
Your opinion.
Take care, buddy.
All right.
Bye-bye. Let's talk to Philip in Delaware. Good morning, Philip. How are you?
Good morning. I appreciate you playing the possum. I love that man.
Your voice sounds like you love him.
Yeah.
Oh, I do. Him, Conway, good Lord have mercy.
That's my favorite music. What are you talking about?
Yes, sir. Ma'am. Sorry.
That's
good
all right.
Morning,
I'll take what I get.
Mr. Allen and Ms. Robin. I was telling that funny fella on the call screen thing there that Fran, I'm telling you, I believe she is 100% right. I agree with her appraisal of Chris 1,000%. And I am so happy that he's coming to Delaware. I'm sad that he's leaving Maryland, but glad to have him over here. We welcome him with open arms and open ears. I think what the gentleman, Luigi, was trying to... Maryland is a may-issue state.
Right.
I'm right at the border.
Right.
I have to really watch myself when
Not
I
shall issue.
Go
right.
into Maryland. Because, they don't recognize anybody. Nobody recognizes them.
Right.
And I think what he'd like to do is change it to a shall-issue state.
Right.
Right, he does.
So,
he does. I understand that, but it can't be done.
No.
It can't be done.
He's thinking Biden executive orders and stuff like that. I believe.
No, I think you're right. It just doesn't work that way, unfortunately.
Not in Maryland, no.
But not unfortunately. I don't want one person to be able to make a decision. You know what
exactly,
I mean?
Exactly.
Because one person can make a decision that we stop it altogether, too.
Right.
Yeah. You know, so you don't want that in a state. I mean, there's a reason we're supposed to work together, you know?
Right. But, Delaware's a shall issue, but, with Maryland is a may issue, and that's what makes it hard.
When you use those words, let me explain for a listener. Shall issue concealed carry versus... Hey, it's up to the will of the General Assembly. You may or may not get a concealed carry permit. And that the state police are the ones that basically facilitate that, but they're not the ones that regulate that. That's the
Correct.
General Assembly. And or let's see, there's quite a difference between legislation and regulation as well. Legislation has to be passed to change may issue to shall issue, and you've got to leave that to the General Assembly because they are our elected officials. We elect them to do our bidding. Ha, ha, ha. Good luck in Maryland.
Oh, you're going to call me to choke here.
Sorry, bud.
No, it's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. That's why it's so important, as the young lady said, to concern yourself with your government.
That's true. And I will freely admit that I haven't paid one bit of attention to the governor's race just now. I really haven't. Yeah. And
well,
I will make a special effort to do that.
That was why she was such one of the – and you were a great caller also because you understand what's going on and everything.
Right.
I'm not – but she absolutely is 100% right, and it's good that she said that to get people to listen.
Correct.
I was at a time for about 2 or 3 years where I was so frustrated with the government I couldn't even hear any more of it. You know what I mean? I just had to shut myself down. I'm no longer that way because I've got to be very proactive because I don't want to get stuck like we just got stuck before, okay?
This is true. This is true. And but the general population, like I said, the thing is with them, if it doesn't affect them directly, they don't care.
Correct.
It's until, and you were going back to the lead-based ammunition.
Yeah.
You know, if these people had to hunt rather than go to the grocery store to get their meats, they would see this a whole lot differently.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, I agree 100%.
No question.
Mr. Ellis, I'm trying to get some education. Crabbing.
Yes, sir.
In the tributaries that lead into the bay, ocean.
Yes, sir.
Whatever. How far do crabs travel into freshwater area?
I would say an uneducated guess on that until it becomes too fresh for them to survive. And they can go pretty far up in the creeks and the rivers. So give it a try. If you catch a crab, you catch a crab. Hey, we got to go, buddy. Robin has something to say.
Take care. God bless.
Thank you.
Everybody, get out. Stay out.